जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ ग्रीवरध हरि जय गोपी जनवल्लभ ग्रीवरध हरि यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुन तेरा वन हरि यमुन तेरा वन हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ ग्रीवरध हरि जय गोपी जनवल्लभ ग्रीवरध हरि यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुन तेरा वन हरि यमुन तेरा वन हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Shama Sundara Hare, Jaya Radha Sham, Radha Sham, Jaya Radha Sham. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Anitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. जय हम विश्वपाद परमहंस सर्वगचाय सोता सतो शिष्यवाचिला ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी छिले प्रभुपाद की। जय हम विश्वपाद परमहंस सर्वगचाय सोता सतो शिष्यवाचिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर छिले प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कुदी वैष्णवरिंद की श्री रूप श्री सनातन भक्त रघुनाथ जी जीव गोपाल भक्त दस रघुनाथ साधु गोसाई प्रभु की प्रेम से को श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव जरि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोप गोपी गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवदान की वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की मैपनवी धाम की जगनपुरी धाम की तुलसी महारानी भक्ति देवी की गंगा यमुनी देवी की हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की श्री श्री गोनिताय की श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर की ग्रंथराज मद भगवताम की गो प्रेम नंदे हरे हरे बोल समवेत भक्त वृंद की ओ ग्लोरियस टू दी असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस टू दी असेंबल डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरियस टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गुरांग ओ ग्लोरियस टू श्री प्रभुपाद। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नास्तवये शवदेशो नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवद्योत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके एते चंसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे नाम संकेतनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामदुःखशमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परं। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम् 10th कैंटो 21st चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 एंड 14। सो फर्स्ट विल रीड टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 आई विल रीड द Sanskrit and the translation, and there's no purport, so then we'll go to text number 14 and we'll chant together. Gavascha Krishna Mukanirgata Venugita Piyushamudabita Kanaputai Bibantya Shavasnutastana Paya Kavalasmatastur Govindamatmani Dishashukalas Prishantaha. Translation. Using their upraised ears as vessels, the cows are drinking the nectar of the flute song flowing out of Krishna's mouth. The calves, their mouth full of milk from their mother's moist nipples, stand still as they take Govinda within themselves through their tear-filled eyes and embrace him within their hearts. Text number 14. Prayopadamba vihagamunayo vanesmin Krishne kshitam tad uditam kala venugitam Aruya yedruma bujan ruchira pravalan Shinvanti milita drisho vikatanya vachaha. Prayopadamba vihagamunayo vanesmin. Krishne kshitam tad uditam kala venugitam. Aruya yedruma bujan ruchira pravalan Shinvanti milita drisho vigatanya vachaha Prayopadamba vihagamunayo vanesmin. Krishnekshitam tat uditam kalavenugitam. Aruya yedrumabujan ruchira pravalan. Shinvanti militadrisho vikatanya vachahava. Prayo padamba vihagamano yo vanasmin. Krishna ekshitam taduditam kala venugitam. Aruyaye druma bhujan ruchira pavalan. Chinvanti milato drisha vikatanya vachaha. Matajins, Raya, almost, but certainly, Amba, O mother, Vihaga, the birds, Munaya, great sages, Vane, in the forest, Asmin, this, Krishna Ikshitam, in order to see Krishna, tad uditam, created by him, kalaveno gitam, sweet vibrations made by playing the flute, aruya, rising, ye, who, druma bhujan, to the branches of the trees, ruchira pravalan, having beautiful creepers and twigs, shinvantim, they hear, militadrisha, closing their eyes, vigata anya vachaha, stopping all other sounds, translation and purport by the disciples of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. O mother, in this forest all the birds have risen onto the beautiful branches of the trees to see Krishna. With closed eyes, they are simply listening in silence to the sweet vibrations of his flute. And they are not attracted by any other sound. Surely these birds are on the same level as great sages. Purport. The birds resemble sages because they live in the forest, keep their eyes closed, observe silence and remain motionless. Significantly, it is stated here that even great sages become maddened by the sound of Krishna's flute, which is a completely spiritual vibration. The word Ruchira Pravalan indicates that even the branches of the trees are transformed into ecstasy when struck by the vibration of Krishna's flute sound. Indra, Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu, being primordial gods, travel throughout the universe and have extensive knowledge of the science of music. And yet even these great personalities have never heard or composed music like that which emanates from Krishna's flute. Indeed, the birds are so moved by the blissful sound that in their ecstasy they close their eyes and cling to the branches to avoid falling off the trees. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the gopis would sometimes address each other as Amba, mother. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupagadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yodabhata Kamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagan Vidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Govika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vihevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare So the gopis are glorifying Krishna's flute. They're glorifying Krishna and they're glorifying Krishna's devotees, all the Brijabasis. So in text number 13, Gavascha Krishna Mukha Nirgata Venu Gita. So when Krishna is playing his Venu, his flute, so the beautiful sound which is emanating is attracting all the Brijabasis. In this verse here, Gava, the cows are mentioned. So they're listening very attentively. So here it is mentioned upraised ears of the cows, just like vessels. As we know that usually the cows, especially the traditional cows in Bharadvarsha and the Deshi cows, some famous cows are there which are very wonderful. Of course,
creatures of the Lord, and in Golok they are the dear associates of Krishna, dear companions of Krishna, when he's going to the pasturing grounds. So we can see usually the ears of the cows, they are hanging down. That is natural for them. But when Krishna is playing the flute, of course, even sometimes, even when the cows are cold, they may slightly raise the ears. But when Krishna is playing the flute, then they are completely upraised, both of them, both of the ears. And they are listening very attentively. And as mentioned here, bibhata, bibhantya, so that means bibhatam, so that means drinking. Just like we're drinking some nectar, especially in the summertime, we have the very wonderful fruit, the mango, the king of the fruits. So then the devotees, intelligent persons, they will make some, they may eat the mango just as it is, the peeling of the skin, or they may make some amras, they will make some nectar, or some mango milkshake. And then they are drinking that with great delight because it is very tasty, very sweet. The mango is a very sweet fruit. So, and of course with the ears we are hearing sound vibration. But here in this case, so because the sound of Krishna's flute, or even when Krishna is speaking, so that is practically also just like nectar. That is not just like nectar, it is actually nectar, it is more than nectar, than any other nectar. It is most sweet. Krishna is most sweet, whatever is coming from Krishna, emanating from Krishna, all of Krishna's different limbs. Very sweet, very beautiful. So verses are there in glorification of Krishna's beauty, his beautiful form, his beautiful face, his beautiful mouth, his smile, his hands, his feet. Everything is sweet, madhuram. So the sound Venunad, Venugit, which is emanating from the flute, because Krishna is playing the flute. So that is extremely sweet. And so they're drinking the sound through their ears. But not only that, so that is mentioned by the acharyas, so that actually they become practically just like stunned. Usually, as we know, the cows, most of the time, so they're engaged in eating the grass. But when Krishna is playing the flute, then they stop eating the grass. Even sometimes, so they're eating the grass, and then Krishna is playing the flute, and they're listening, and they stop. The grass is still in the mouth of the cows, and they're putting their head up, and then their ears are upraised, and then they're really relishing the sound of Krishna's flute. Which is extremely sweet. So, much more sweet than the grass. Of course, the grass in Braj is, especially in Golok Vrindavan, is very juicy and very, very sweet also. But the sound of Krishna's flute is the greatest nectar. So they're stopping. And it is mentioned also that the moving beings, so they're stopping, they're becoming stunned. So the different Ashtasattvika Bhavas are there, transcendental ecstatic symptoms which are manifest in the body of the associates of the Lord, of the pure devotees. So one of them is becoming stunned, stabbed, and they cannot move. And they're simply listening, and they're drinking the nectar which has emanated from Krishna's lotus mouth. And as we know, even for example, we're talking about the Mahaprasadam, foodstuffs offered to Krishna. That is also like nectar. And Mahaprabhu has mentioned, that is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's glorifying the Prasadam. And he's calling that also Adar Amrit, nectar which has touched Krishna's lips. So here also Krishna is playing the flute, And so the lips are touching the flute while he's playing the flute. And of course he's touching with his fingers also the flute, which has holes. So then the nectar is emanating from Krishna's mouth when he's touching with his lips. And so the nectar is flowing through the flute and then it entering the ears, which are like vessels. Usually when we make some nectar, like as explained, amras, then we put in a container and then in a vessel. And then we may give to different devotees in the cup. And so they're so much eager, and we know that the cows, so it's a beautiful big animal, and so their ears are also quite long and big. So like a big vessel when it is upraised, and so they can hold the nectar and they can relish the nectar as long as Krishna is playing the flute. And so it is mentioned by the acharyas also that the cows, although from one point of view, because they are, animals, so from one point of view, we may say Shantaras is there because they cannot have the intimate relationship, so to say, in the body of a cow. But at the same time, all the inhabitants of Braj, they have a personal relationship with Krishna. So only apparently some may be seen as being in Shantaras. So therefore it is mentioned the five rasas are there. But we should understand all those who are in Shantaras, they also have feelings towards Krishna. So therefore many times the Shantaras is not mentioned, and it is mentioned there are only four rasas in Braj. Because even the cows, the birds, the other animals, even the trees, the sentient beings, the Satchinananda Sarup, and they have a loving exchange with Krishna. As we know also, Madhavendra Puri, who is the spiritual master of Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, is a kalpa vriksha tree. He's a tree in Braj. And it is also mentioned that from that tree you can get, of course, whatever you want. You can have, like here in this world, from a mango tree you get mangoes also, only. From apple tree you only get apples. But in Golok, from the kalpa vriksha tree, you can get whatever you want. And it is also mentioned specifically that the Madhavendra Puri, in the form of a tree, he can give the result, the phal, the fruit of the five relationships which are there in Braj. So that means even that kalpa vriksha tree, so has, of course, primarily Shantaras is there, but he's serving also, giving shade and giving fruits to Krishna or to the Brijavasis who are taking and then giving to Krishna. So Dasaras is there, and they have also the trees, so the friendly relationship is there, Sakya, and even some Vatsalya Bhav is there, even the Madhurya Bhav is there sometimes, some of the trees, of course different trees are there, but especially those who are there in the Nikunja Leela, the trees and the creepers, so they will see whatever is happening, and in the Nikunja between Radha and Krishna, so they have some emotions are there also. So that is explained by the acharyas. So the cows, so they are giving milk to Krishna just like a mother, and we know the cow is addressed as mother also. There are seven mothers there, and the cow is one of them, even in this world. For the sadhakas, those who are following the Vedic culture, Vaishnav culture, so seven mothers are explained there. Not only one's own mother, who is raising the children, the child, by giving milk and taking so much nice care of the child, but then also the cow, because the mother in this world can only give milk for some time, maybe 1, 2, or 3 years sometimes, exceptionally, sometimes 3 years or maybe even more, but then it will stop. There's no more milk. But then sometimes the child still needs milk. Sometimes the mothers, they can hardly give any milk, only for a short time. But then even if the milk is there of the mother, but the cow's milk is considered to be most nourishing. And but in the beginning, the cow's milk is important. The mother's milk is important. But then afterwards, then the cow's milk is given to the child also, which is a complete food and nourishing the body completely. And therefore, the children are supposed to take milk every day. But even throughout one's lives, it is very good for the health if one is drinking milk. And as we know, then of course from the milk we can make yogurt, butter, and paneer, cheese, which can be then of course which is offered to Krishna. And even then the miracle food is there, so that is the ghee, by churning either the yogurt, which is known as bilona, the first class ghee, and then also by churning the butter, so ghee can be extracted, and which is very, very valuable. And so that is used for cooking and the vegetables. And it is mentioned, for example, that when you cook rice, you must put ghee in the rice. Otherwise, it cannot be offered to the Lord without putting ghee in the rice. Even in one place it is mentioned to offer the rice without ghee, it is demoniac. So one statement is there. But whatever, of course, I see the positive side always, and we see that the ghee is extremely valuable, nourishing, and but even, for example, in the service of the Lord of offering artik, so the ghee which is offered, which is an important item when we offer to the Lord the different upachars, different articles, that the ghee is used for making ghee wicks and offering the lamp to Krishna, which is practically the most important in the artik is the ghee lamp, which is offered to the Lord. Even when we are bathing the deities in elaborate worship, and when we have Mahabhishek, and even in the Shaligram Shila Seva, we use the articles of the cows, first of all the milk, then the yogurt and the ghee, to bathe the deities. And then we have for Panchamrit, then we have also madhu, honey, and gur water or sugar water, that is known as Panchamrit, which we use to bathe the deities. And then there's Panchagavya, 5 items of the cow, that the milk, the yogurt, the ghee, and then the cow urine and the cow dung. And all of them are considered to be pure, even the cow urine and the cow dung. So the deities are bathed, of course, with a large amount of milk and then yogurt and a little less amount of ghee, because it is very substantial. And then even less amount of gomutra, of cow urine, because it has a very, very strong taste, and we cannot put too much or bathe the deities with too much of cow urine. And similarly, the cow dung is used also, which is mixed with little water, so it is flowing nicely, and the deities are bathed with the cow dung also. And even according to scientific research, it is proven that the cow urine is very beneficial, and even the cow dung has antiseptic elements. So therefore, even for making medicine, the cow urine is used, and even cow dung sometimes is used, but mostly cow urine to make different medicines. And it is known to be very good for liver problems. Anyone who has liver problem, so you may take some cow urine, so that will be very helpful. And so in this way, the cow is just like a mother, and is so important for the devotees, for the Vaishnavas. So besides being very dear to Krishna, and therefore we also worship the cows, for living in practical life, the cow is very important, essential, because we need the milk also to offer sweets to the deities, and yogurt also, and the ghee. Even we perform yajna sacrifice, for that we also use ghee. but even so for medicine, and traditionally, actually the cow dung was used also to put on the walls, on the floor, inside and outside. And they were doing that very regularly, especially after the rainy season, because then it becomes, it is washed away a little bit. and that is actually has a very wonderful effect then also on the consciousness. If you live in this natural way, as Prabhupada many times he mentioned, and especially also towards the end of the life, he wanted to introduce, he said 50% of my work is done, like establishing temples, printing and distributing books, introducing everyone to the chanting of the holy names. And in this way, so the main links of bhakti, panchamatapurna ang, were introduced by Prabhupada and everyone was following. But then he also saw that not everyone can immediately come to the highest stage of pure devotional service. So therefore Srila Prabhupada, many times towards the end of his life, before leaving this world, he was saying that 50% of my work is done, now 50% is remaining. And that is Vana Ashram, establishing Vana Ashram, because not everyone can immediately come to the platform of pure devotional service and be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. It is a gradual process and it will take some time to be able to come to the highest stage of Uttam Bhakti of pure devotional service. Therefore, Vana Ashram is required. And we can see we have this body and there's a head, arms are there, the belly is there and the legs are there. So we need the head to think and to, of course, to speak also and to see. But then we need the arms also. One who doesn't have arms is very much handicapped. You cannot eat if you don't have the arms. Similarly, if you have some problem with the stomach, if you get diarrhea, indigestion is there, then you're also handicapped, you become weak. And then you cannot work nicely, you cannot even think nicely. And similarly, we need the legs to go here and there. So the head is important, and the arms are important, the stomach is important, the legs are important. But if we analyze, ultimately the head is most important. And so, of course, even the heart is there, and we should do not the things only with the head or with the intelligence or with the brain, but we should try to do the things with the heart, or loving Krishna with the heart, from the heart. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hiri yeshu vilokayanti yam shama sundaram chinti guna sarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So by priti, by bhakti, so when you have love, affection, prem for Krishna, then we can see Krishna in our heart. And Prabhupada has explained it, the heart of the heart. Because there is a physical heart is there, but then there is the ourselves are there as spiritual being, soul, Satchinananda Sarup. And there the transcendental heart is there, and usually with the transcendental heart, we can serve Krishna, not with the material heart which is pumping, the blood which is going in and out, and whatever, so which is required also, but with the heart, within the heart, so that with that we can love Krishna, we can serve Krishna. Like we're offering flowers. We're not just offering flowers, but we should offer the flowers like we offer Pushpanjali. Not just the flowers should be offered, but our heart should be offered to Krishna. In this way then we can satisfy Krishna. So the cow is extremely important, and therefore we respect the cow, and Prabhupada wanted to establish Vanashram, farm communities, and he wanted, of course he said also that our society is a society of brahmanas. But practically we can see, and even in society at large, you can see anywhere. Actually there are brahminically inclined persons anywhere. You may go anywhere, you can go to Africa, you can go to America, and that the intelligent class of people are there. Even some genius people are there. They may not know anything of Krishna consciousness, but the intelligent class of people are there. And but they do not understand, they are not fortunate to have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada or the Krishna consciousness movement, so they may not understand. But the intelligent class is there, but these are usually the minority, not the majority. And then the administrative class is there, or even powerful person, kshatriyas are there. And then the Vaishya community is there, who were taking care of the land and the cows and the calves and doing business also, and then the labor class are there. So they are there, but we also not identifying with that. We should always understand, as Mahaprabhu told, Nam vi pranacha narapadipna pivaishana shudra nam vannacha kapadiyana vayastetyarva kintu prodhyanikla paramananda punamadipta there. Gobi bhatta prakamara das das anadas. We should identify ourselves, and that is sambandha jnana. I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul, I'm the servant of Krishna. But not only the servant of Krishna, I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That is our position. But we have to act as a brahmana, we have to act as an administrator, but in a detached way, and always there in the mood of serving. So the teacher is serving by giving knowledge. The administrator is, or the king is serving also to protect the citizens. That is a service. Always in seva bhav should be there for all. And then we can actually please Krishna when we are in this humble state of mind. So not only, of course, we should speak, but we should try to realize and the subject matter and act accordingly. And that is pakva dainatva, that is a ripe humility, that is a realized platform. When we are realized, practically, that we are totally insignificant. The atma, the soul, is very, very infinitesimal. So we have to realize that we are not this body practically also, and be on that platform. So Prabhupada wanted to establish one ashram. That is a necessity. And so naturally it is there to some extent, but then some facility will be there. Prabhupada wanted Gurukul to be established, but then he wanted one ashram colleges also, because everyone is going to school in the beginning and getting some primary knowledge, but then different natures are there. Some are brahminically inclined, they should have some training, and those who are more like kshatriyas, they should have another training, like the Pandavas. They also had their cool guru, and they got some spiritual instruction, but then how to fight? If one is a brahmana, he will not be inclined to fight. No. So that has to be there. So, and then calf protection, Prabhupada, and that is very important, and Krishna himself, and then all the acharyas has explained about calf protection. So anyhow, we have to move on with the verse and purport. And regarding to the calves, so the acharyas have explained, and here it is mentioned in the verse, that the cows, they're drinking the nectar, the milk from the mother, and they are actually ready to drink the whole day. But actually it is not good for them. Therefore even the gwalas, the cowherdmen, they are stopping them. They cannot drink the whole day because first of all we need some milk also. And it is not even good for the calf to drink all the time the milk. So they have to be controlled also. They have to eat some grass also. And they have to run around, not just drink milk. But the milk is even raw milk is, of course, tasty, what to speak, if you're cooking and then offer to Krishna. So they're drinking, they're tasting the milk of their mothers. But then when Krishna is playing the flute, they become mesmerized and they stop drinking the milk. And the milk is there still in their mouth, and it is sometimes dripping from their mouth, and they're simply listening to Krishna playing the flute. And then again, so here the acharyas have explained that they want to actually embrace Krishna because they are calves, they are young, just like the cowboys are there. They want to play with Krishna, they want to embrace Krishna. So it is mentioned here also that they want to embrace or touching Sprishantya, and the translation embrace is mentioned because actually also the acharyas have explained that the calves, they want to embrace Krishna. They were just like the cowboys, they want to embrace Krishna sometimes. And they are, and Krishna is embracing them. But the calves, they cannot because of their body. But then Krishna is sometimes embracing the cows. So very wonderful exchanges there. And then text number 14. So praya. So almost. So here, significant here, they are addressing each other, as explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, is Amba. So Amba means mother. Usually we have to understand here different gopis are there. And as explained by the Acharya, different gopis are speaking the different verses. But here we have just said, for example, one verse, and there's one gopi speaking, but then the other gopis are there also, and they're also saying something, the Acharyas have explained. They're also giving their ideas in this regard, specifically here in regards to the birds sitting on the branches of the tree. So in just like even in our society, and for example, we address each other as Prabhu, or we have the ladies we address as Mataji usually. And even sometimes amongst the women, if they don't know each other, they will address themselves as Mataji. But if they know each other, then actually they will call themselves or each other by name, not as Mataji, Amba. So we understand here because different gopis are there, even actually from the, even four kinds of gopis are there, those in Radharani's group, Swapaksha, those who are opposite in Chandravali's group, they're known as Vipaksha, rival group, transcendental rivalry is there in the spiritual realm. But it is without contamination, it is completely pure. Although for the layman, it looks like they are almost fighting with each other. But it is pure because Krishna is in the center. It is for Krishna's pleasure and it is under the internal potency, yoga maya. So, and then there are those who are close. They are not in Radharani's group, but they are friendly. They are known as Surit. And others who are friendly to Chandravali, but they are not in Chandravali's group, so they have some dealings with the other gopis, but it is tatastha, it is neutral. So amongst each other, like Radharani, she's not calling, for example, Lalita Amba. She will call her by name, Lalita or Sakhi. But if there's some other gopi there, which is from another group, then they may call them also as Amba or as mother. So that should be understood in this way. So it is explained about the birds. And so they are, usually we know and we can see that usually the birds, I mean, we even say they are talking always. When you get up in the morning, first thing you hear usually, you don't even hear the people because mostly they're getting up late. But even, of course, the sadhus, they're glorifying Krishna when they get up. They go to the temple for Mangal Aarti. But otherwise, it is quiet everywhere. But the first creatures you hear in the morning, these are the birds. You hear them always practically talking, saying something to each other. But that is the business. Actually, throughout the day, they will always, the birds, they will always chirp, practically the whole day talking. But here, the birds actually, when Krishna is playing the flute, they stop completely. And therefore, they're compared to sages. Because the sages, they're not speaking unnecessarily. They're only glorifying Krishna. Otherwise, they moan vrat. They're not talking nonsense. Only they are speaking about Krishna, glorifying Krishna. The sages, of course, some sages are there not talking anything, monavrat. They don't want to speak anything. But that is also no use, ultimately. Because the tongue is there, of course, to accept prasad, but mainly to glorify Krishna. The senses are there meant to glorify Krishna, or to engage them in Krishna seva. So that is, but the sages, so they are controlled in the consciousness, the mind is controlled, or at least they're trying, and they're trying only to speak about Krishna, Krishna Katha, no Gramya Katha, no unnecessary talk. So therefore here, because the birds usually are talking, but they are completely silent, and they're sitting and they're simply listening, because it is so much nectar. So when Krishna is playing the flute, and even it is explained the eyes are closed. Usually the birds also, they will not stay long time in one place. They will fly from one tree to another tree, one branch to another branch. So for this you have to have the eyes open. But here they were just sitting on one branch and they were closing their eyes. so they could not be, so they will be not distracted. So the attention is there by hearing. So they will be simply hearing and not speaking, and the eyes are not open, so no distraction is there. They can drink also the nectar which is emanating from Krishna's flute. Very beautiful description here. And so it is mentioned they are not attracted to anything else. And when Krishna is playing the flute, nothing else will enter their ear holes. So therefore the gopis, who are the most exalted, and they are comparing to birds, rightly also, just as on the level as great sages. And actually all the Brijabasis, they are more exalted than any other great sage who is not a devotee of Krishna. Even though in the form of birds or in the form of animals, they are the most exalted, the Brijabasis. And here it is also explained in the purport that even the demigods, Lord Indra, Lord Shiva, so when Krishna, they cannot, they are also experts, for example, in music, and in playing music or singing maybe, but nobody can match Krishna when he's playing the flute, or when he's speaking, when Krishna is speaking, it is just like singing. So that is most beautiful, and nobody can match that. Even the other Brijabasis, the other gopas, they also have flute. And they also know how to play flute, but not as an expert as Krishna. There's only one person who is practically as expert as Krishna. Who is that? What? Srimati Radharani. She's most expert. And they can appreciate, so the gopis and especially Radharani. And also here it is mentioned that they're clinging to the branches, because sometimes, of course, if one is becoming ecstatic, someone, even Mahaprabhu many times fainted, or Rupa Goswami, when they are in ecstasy, fainting. So that happens to the moving beings also. They become stunned and they faint. So they were also, because they were there in the trees, they didn't want to fall from the tree. So they were clinging to the branches very tightly, so they would not fall when they were listening and becoming stunned. So that is also mentioned here. So the wonderful effect of Krishna playing the flute is mentioned here. So we'll stop here. It is 9:00. Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki, Muridhar Muli Manohar Muridhar Krishna ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. I have to stop here, and I don't have time to answer questions because I have another program. Hare Krishna.
Namo
Hari Ha. Hari Krishna.